Welcome to a Sober Girls Guide podcast, a lifestyle podcast based on sobriety and recovery. I'm your host and sober girl, Jessica Jabot. Inspired by my own sobriety and wellness journey, I want to spread the wealth of knowledge. Tune in each week for uncensored conversations about mental health, self-development, wellness and spirituality, and how they influence each guest's unique recovery journey. My goal is to educate and inspire and to let you know you are not alone on your recovery journey. Thanks so much for tuning in to a Sober Girls Guide podcast. Let's go! Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 178 of a Sober Girls Guide podcast. On today's episode, we are doing a solo episode about how to start. This is a Sober Girls Guide to starting your booze-free journey and changing your relationship with alcohol. Please make sure to grab a pen, a piece of paper, or a journal, or whatever you like to write in for some journal prompts that are going to pop up along this episode, and some homework to build your awareness around changing your relationship with alcohol. Let's get into it. At A Sober Girl's Guide, we got your back, and so does Exact Nature. Their safe, all-natural CBD-based products are specially formulated to help you face the unique challenges of getting and staying sober. Whether it's curbing those cravings, wrangling in those changes in moods, or helping you get a better night's sleep. To learn more about their products and commitment to helping you in your recovery, visit exactnature.com. What I love about Exact Nature is they are produced and formulated by people who are in recovery themselves. It is 100% safe and natural to your recovery journey. Head to exactnature.com and use discount code SOBERGIRL20 for 20% off your order. All right, let's get this party started. Literally. Before we get this party started, there are a couple side notes that I want to make. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge you. It is very brave what you are doing. No matter what stage of the game you are at, no matter what level you are at in your sobriety journey or booze-free journey, sober curiosity, starting over again, whatever you identify as in your relationship with alcohol, I want to recognize you and tell you how brave you are. This is not easy. This is really tough stuff. Any kind of change is hard. And you are within like-minded people and you're in good company. Secondly, our order of business at A Sober Girl's Guide is not to change you, it is not to convert you to sobriety, it is simply to have the conversation, the open-ended conversation that there are options out there. There are different ways to live your life and to have different relationships with alcohol. On the podcast, I really strive to showcase all of those different relationships, what they look like, how people have come to where they are now. They're very different stories. There are multiple pathways, many ways to get to where you want to go and your goals for yourself. So that being said, let's get this party started. How to start. This is a Sober Girl's Guide to how to start. And how this topic came about is because, well, my Canadian showing, I don't know if you heard it, but how this topic came about is in Ask Me Anythings on Mondays and Thursdays, or Mondays and Fridays, pardon me, I tried to do them on Instagram stories. If you are not already following A Sober Girl's Guide on Instagram, please follow along with us and feel free to submit your questions to Ask Me Anything on Monday and Fridays. So one of the main themes that kept coming up during these Ask Me Anythings were how to start, where to start, what do I do, how to build this foundation, right? We kind of have this awareness, or we have this curiosity that, hey, you know, alcohol may not be fitting into our lives, or everything, you know, it's cracked up to be, But how do we change it? How do we go about doing that? How do we even articulate that? How do we even articulate our feelings? What the heck are we even feeling to begin with? Well, I'm going to walk you through it. And I wish someone had done this for me. So it's only natural that I do this for you. There are a couple different ways to go about this. Feel free to approach them in whatever manner feels suits you. But let's start at the beginning. Why not? So, a couple journal prompts for you to go through. I have notes here because this was just such an intricate topic of conversation, and I kind of wanted to map it out as best as I could. And I really find for myself, writing and journal prompts and sometimes just letting the pen hit the paper and whatever comes out, you know? You just need that flow, that mind dump. So a couple journal prompts that I would really like you to look into and get thinking about here when we start this journey. Again, no matter where you are at, these are applicable. I feel like these are really key questions that we really need to be open and honest with ourselves. You know, that's the name of the game, is getting to the truth, getting to your truth for you, not for anyone else, not for your partner, not for your kids or for your loved ones or for your family, but for you. What rings true and what feels right for you? So first and foremost, first question, do you want to be sober? Do you want to be booze-free, alcohol-free? Do you want to be a sober girl? However you put it, do you actually want to be sober? And now remember, there is no right or wrong, good or bad answer here. Let's leave the judgment at the door. I think we've had enough of that. It's 2022 already. We really need to chill on the judgment with ourselves when answering these journal prompts. Do you really want to be sober? And it's perfectly fine to say no. And it's perfectly fine to be in that gray area. Maybe it's a yes, but, or maybe it's a no, but. You know, it doesn't have to be yes or no. It doesn't have to be black or white. But when you really think about it, what comes to mind? What pops into your mind when I ask you, do you want to be sober? Do you want to do this for yourself? That is the second question. I don't want you to do this for your kids. I don't want you to do this for your family. I don't want you to do this for your partner or a relationship. Do you really want to change your relationship with alcohol for you? Now, the third question to this is why? Why? Again, there is no wrong or right answer here. I want you to think about why you want to change. Now, the only requirement is that it benefits you and you want to do it. A couple examples here. Why to change your relationship with alcohol might be for better sleep, better relationships with yourself, friends, family, loved ones. You're better at work, better mom. You feel better about yourself. You know that you can be more and better than your current situation. And maybe removing alcohol will help with that. Do you see that when you do these things for yourself, they will naturally, directly affect those in your life? So when I ask you to not make changes or decisions for anyone else. You know, not put your kids or your family or your partner in the forefront, because it's not strong enough. I know you think that, like, oh God, I'll do anything for my kids. I know you think that. But this is a long game, right? Our lives are a long game. Sobriety could be a long game. It could be part of that if you want it to be. So I need something bigger, because your kids are going to grow up. Relationship may not always be there or be the same, but you will be. You are going to be with you every step of the way, morning till night, even if you don't like it, even if you want to escape her. She's there. Now, the last prompt here, what are we currently getting from alcohol? Now, I understand you're like, well, I'm not getting anything. I want to stop. I want to stop drinking. I'm not getting anything. Think about this question for a second. What are you getting from alcohol? What void is it filling? Is it numbing feelings and thoughts? Is it hiding pain? Is it masking the loneliness? Is it, and I say this with quotation marks, relieving stress? Is it making you more outgoing? Giving you more energy? What is alcohol giving you? I know it's hard to think besides a brutal hangover and maybe ruining your life and your self-esteem, but at some point, we were getting something from alcohol. It was working. I'm not going to say that it was working all the time, and, you know, we grow and we expand through life and things change naturally around us. And so it's very common and natural that what was once working may not be working now. And that generally is the case when it comes to using alcohol to medicate and soothe uncomfortable feelings or uncomfortable thoughts. We don't want to think anymore. So what are you currently getting from alcohol? What void is it filling? Please make sure to fill out these journal prompts. Take your time, really think about it. And they might come up, they might change. You know, allow yourself to really marinate on these questions. You know, stuff might pop up throughout the day, write it down. Like I said, it might change. This month I'm getting something else. Maybe last year I was getting something different. But really answering these journal prompts truthfully to the best of your ability. And maybe if you don't know. Maybe you don't know these answers right now. But I guarantee if you have them in the back of your mind, if you plant this seed, if you get, you know, plant that seed, get the roots going, stuff will pop up. You will notice it. It'll come to you. It'll be like a hit. Be like, oh, that's why. Oh, this is why I'm getting it. Just because you're thinking in a different way, right? Like you have these prompts, they're buzzing in the back of your mind, like an app that's currently running in the background of your phone. It's buzzing away in that little energy. They'll come to you. Let them come. Let them come to build this awareness. So the second half is, well, how do I do it? How do I get success in sobriety? Well, you make sobriety a priority. If you were really serious about making changes, make it a priority. Look at all the things in your life. I will give you an example right now. Actually, you're going to be your own example and prove this right. Look where you feel successful in your life. Maybe it's in your job. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe you're really proud of your relationship with your kids or how your kids have grown up. How do you get that success? What is a common denominator in everything that has been a success to us in our life? I guarantee you it's because you have put in the time, the effort, and made it a priority of yours. Sobriety is no different. If you are really serious about changing your relationship with alcohol, you gotta make it a priority. That's it. I know a lot of people are looking for this magic pill or potion or, you know, to go see a little guy in a cabinet under a bridge to find out the secret holy grail to sobriety. It's making it a priority. It's putting your time, your effort, your energy into what you want and changing your relationship with alcohol and what that goal looks like. I'm going to tell you why most people don't. Now, this is really complicated. I love how complicated we are. It's just so beautiful. Most people do not make sobriety a priority because if they don't try or commit or make an effort, they have an excuse. They have an excuse to when they fall off the wagon or, you know, decide to drink again. It's a cop-out. It alleviates some of that shame and guilt that we always spiral in. Because if we don't fully commit to something, if we don't fully make something a priority and we put our full effort into it, then we're going to say, oh, you know, I didn't really try as hard as I could. Because I know you could be doing more and making it a priority instead of making sobriety an option. And the real reason why people do not commit and put in full effort is because this is scary. Change is scary. It's terrifying. There are so many contributing factors to keep someone from changing, especially something that at one point offered a solution or kept them comfortable or filled a void in their life. So changing from that, changing to the quote-unquote unknown is terrifying. I completely understand that. So here are a couple, I like to call them limiting beliefs, if you will, about sobriety and what could happen if we fail or if it doesn't work out or why change is terrifying because, I mean, it is point blank. But why don't we change? You know, what prohibits? We change all the time. Some of this change is unconscious or subconscious. We're constantly changing. We just are. I mean, shit, look at aging. We're changing, girl. So let's talk about the couple of things that are contributing to keeping us safe or comfortable instead of taking the leap into change, leaning into change, leaning into the uncomfortable, leaning into the unknown. So first and foremost is social influence. Change is hard on many levels. You may be doing it alone. You may be doing it against the norm of your friends, family. We are all influenced by that. We are all influenced by the people that we hang around, that we keep in our social circle, that we keep close to us. We are pack animals. We are influenced by what we see, by what we hear. And that's just outside of us. Not like we're not even talking about how we're influenced by our own self and our own thoughts and feelings. That's another episode. But the people that we hang around influence us. We begin to take on their traits, We acclimate to the situations around us. We are very, very much influenced by what is around us and who is around us and what we hear and the opinions that are around us. Oof, damn, the opinions. Everyone's got an opinion. So what is the solution to this? Well, it would be easy for me to say, well, just find a new pack. Well, okay, yes. That would be lovely in an ideal world, but that also is terrifying, and that's a whole other change. But it is definitely important for you to find and gravitate towards more like-minded people. So you don't need to fully agree with everything, but you need to have some sort of a connection, some sort of a bond, like-minded situation, someone that is going to understand you. Peer support groups work. It is absolutely incredible what happens. Like I said, we are pack animals. It is unbelievable the power of like-minded people when they come together, what they can achieve. We are absolutely stronger together. This is backed by science. Why do you think like workout challenges or diet challenges or group supports, even like mommy and me's or marathon running groups, they all work because you're working towards a common goal. You have something in common. This is a very positive bond. It's uplifting. You need to be positively influenced and have that support. Or like I said, those your inner thoughts and feelings and those around you will just eat you alive. So surround yourself with like-minded people. Be very aware of who you're allowing your energy, who you're spending your energy on. Is it draining? Are you getting any energy from the people that you were around? Or is it just taxing on you? Is it just an output of energy? I need you to really be conscious of who you are spending your time with and how it is affecting how you think and how you view the world, and especially how you view yourself. Another reason why we don't change is the fear of failure. Fear of messing up, being that girl who cried sobriety, embarrassed, most importantly, a bruised ego. Wow, the ego really takes that hard. You're afraid of people what people will think. A loss of respect for you. Loss of respect for yourself. Fear of failure is a big one. So how are we going to solve this? Well, I hate to tell you this, but you are never going to do anything or everything perfectly. You're just not. How do you expect to learn if you expect to do whatever you're attempting to do perfectly the first time? That's not a way to learn. There are many, many roads to get to where you want to be. The fear of failure is a trick, it is a hoax, and it just keeps you stuck. So what I want you to do is to stop, to breathe. What are you learning here? What needs to change or pivot in order for you to achieve your goals? We're all going to... I don't believe in the word failure, but we're all going to suck at some point. You're going to suck. That's part of learning. That's part of life, and it's okay. You can't be an expert at something and not suck at it at first. It's just impossible. How do you expect to learn? So please try and keep that in the back of your mind. You are learning. You're not failing, you're learning. I think the only thing that really defines failure is to stop. Is to stop doing what you're doing. You know, stop trying to reach your goals. Stop trying to change. Like the moment you actually just stop and give up, that for myself is failure. Giving up on myself and not taking myself seriously, not pushing through. And not necessarily forcing a situation. That's not what I meant by pushing through. But not having that openness and willingness to learn and to know that I'm not perfect. Actually, perfect is pretty freaking boring if we're going to be real. Have you ever look at one of those like Instagram profiles where everything is like filtered perfectly and like every angle is just too perfect, right? It's not real. It's so boring. It's so predictable. Give me some like behind the scenes footage. I like to watch. Give me something interesting to do. But anything curated and filtered and just photoshopped, meh, boring. Perfect is boring. It's not interesting. If everything was perfect, you'd never have stories to tell. You'd never have experiences. Think of how boring your life would be if you were perfect. The next time you're afraid of failure, think of how boring your life would be if everything was perfect. Food for thought. All right. The last kind of reason why people don't change is change itself. Change is like dominoes because change creates more change, which is even more scary and overwhelming. So how are we going to combat this? I need you to understand that change is natural and inevitable. Yes, of course, it's going to be scary. You're treading on uncharted territories for some parts of it. It's going to be overwhelming at some point, but you are in control of this. This will get better. This will not feel like this forever. You will not feel uncomfortable forever. And you will reach your goals. The work is breathing through the uncomfortable parts. Because deep down, you know that things right now are not aligned. They don't feel good. Something is a little off. And that this is the push that you need to make and a change that will help you to be more aligned and so much better in the long run. Now, when we talk about change and we talk about changing your relationship with alcohol, a huge thing that comes up, not right away, but subconsciously, I think pretty much everyone who is in a partnership or relationship, they are concerned about their relationship changing. Now, this is real life. This is so, so true. And like I said, change, it's like dominoes, right? You change one thing, it snowballs almost. It trickles down and it changes things along the way as well. And that's no different in your relationships. So you change your relationship with alcohol. Now, that could be a little sticky situation because maybe that's how you and your partner unwind together. Or that's how you and your partner spend time to connect with each other. Or maybe that is how you and your partner got together in the first place. And if you take that away, or if you change that dynamic, then what? Then what happens, life? It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but it's going to help you become more aligned in the future and in the long run. Because the quicker you learn to identify what isn't working for you, or what areas you can pivot or change for yourself, the quicker you are going to be more aligned with what does. Right? The quicker you can identify what feels sticky, what feels off, you know, that we have that intuition as women, that gut intuition that, I don't know about you, we'll try and ignore, or we try and shut up and silence because, like, oh, well, it's here and now and this is the opportunity and let's just roll with it. Not always the best case scenario to just roll with it, especially when that little intuition is being like, eh, I don't feel like rolling today. This isn't what we should be rolling towards. That intuition is going to get louder. And really loud, especially because you are not drowning her out with alcohol. And I know a lot of women say that sobriety is their superpower, because guess what? That intuition, that voice, that kind of compass within yourself is amplified. And once you tap in and listen to her and listen to that intuition, there is literally no stopping you. You see Instagram, like on Instagram, people saying like what they did in their years of sobriety and how they've accomplished so much now that they're sober. This is why. This is why, because they're finally listening to themselves. They're listening to their inner compass, right? They're not drowning her out anymore. This is what happens. Shit gets wild and it feels like magic, because it kind of is like listening to yourself and really being guided by your true self is quite magical. It's quite freeing. It's trusting. And that is a friggin' beautiful thing. It's unreal. So let's kind of wrap it up here. Now, I talked about life and how it's, I don't believe that life is short. I think for most of us, it's long, and we're lucky. We're lucky to have a long life, because then we have time to learn and adjust and do what's best for us. Because you are the captain of their ship. You get to decide what works for you. It is your responsibility to set yourself up for success. Now, yes, we only have one life, but I think that's more than enough if you're up for the challenge and you're dedicated to doing the best that you can. I think it's definitely more than enough. And how would you like to live a life where you're in a prison almost, and you're silencing your intuition, or you're filling voids with alcohol, and you're not listening to yourself. You're not listening to your true desires. You're not overcoming those uncomfortable feelings. You're not learning that those are okay and all feelings are okay, from being angry to rage to being curling up into a fetal position because you're so sad you can't stop crying, and everything in between is completely natural. And what if you gave your chance to figure out what all these emotions mean and how you can self-soothe so they don't override you? Your emotions don't override you. You're in control of your emotions. Then what? Then what happens? Well, you become freaking unstoppable is what happens. And that's real dangerous. In the best possible way, of course. So I know I gave you some pretty deep work to get through. And I think that, you know, probably from the name and the context of this episode, you probably didn't think that I was going to go this deep or, you know, have this complicated of a complex of a answer or regimen to follow. But this is very necessary. These journal prompts, starting with these journal prompts, are very, very necessary for you to build a strong foundation to change your relationship with alcohol. And to, let's be honest, grab the reins of your life and take control. Because like I said, you're the captain of this ship. Okay, Captain. So now that you got the journal prompts, let's talk about some topical solutions. First and foremost, out of sight, out of mind. Take that alcohol, whatever you got left in your house, either throw it away, put it away in a cabinet in the garage, or give it away to friends. They really enjoy it. But out of sight, out of mind. You know, we got bigger fish to fry right now. Alcohol, not helping. Okay? Secondly, tell someone you love, trust, and respect, and see if they can be there for either support, accountability, or both. So this could be a friend, family member, a partner, a therapist, a coach. Joining our Sober Girls Social Club membership is the perfect solution to this. You will find many like-minded women along with our lovely certified coaches who lead the support circles. So definitely you will find someone that you can love, trust, and respect for this support and this accountability. And the third, my personal favorite, is alternatives. Alternatives make my sober girl universe go round. So I really like the ritual. You know, I love to drink at the end of work, at the end of the day, you know, when the sun's going down, when everything's, you know, kind of loosening up. I want it to be loosened up. So I really like that ritual, that kind of almost ceremony at the end of the night. So keep that ritual. Keep that ritual with a really fun, something special that feels like a treat. There are so many incredible alternatives out there. They don't have to have alcohol in them. They can be completely in a league of their own type of alternative to alcohol. But I really like to keep the ritual going, but let's just lose the booze. Alrighty? So listen, I know. Change is never easy. It's uncomfortable, it's scary, and it'll make you doubt yourself. Because our goal in life, our whole lot in life, is self-preservation. It is keeping ourselves safe. And trying something new, like breaking and changing these patterns and habits and routines, well, that is going all against that. That is going totally against keeping yourself safe in a familiar territory. You're gonna get some feedback. You're gonna get some pushback. Please know that is completely natural. That is completely normal when you are making changes to your habits and patterns and routines that, let's be honest, have taken years and years to form. So please be gentle with yourself. This is not going to happen overnight. This is not a quick fix. This is a long game. And I am very confident that alcohol doesn't need to be a part of that long game. But I'm not here to convert you to sobriety. I'm not here to change your mind. I think you're here on your own account, and you know that deep down, alcohol just isn't it. It's not hitting the spot anymore. So allow yourself that curiosity. Allow yourself to be open to that conversation, to be willing to try something different. And if that something different doesn't work, be open and willing to try something else, to try something different. Thank you so much for listening. please make sure to rate, subscribe, and share this episode with someone that could use it. Sharing is caring. Follow and like on Facebook and Instagram at A Sober Girl's Guide. And don't forget about asobergirlsguide.com. We keep you locked, stocked, and loaded, so girl, you don't have to be. From the blog to our challenges to our Sober Girl Social Club membership, we have your back at every stage of your journey. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.